Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Did you have a nice Matariki weekend?
I did, thank you. It was amazing. I went to see Te Kahu at the Tuning Fork on Friday, and it was amazing.
So, so beautiful. With a big band and a choir as well, and all sorts of bits, is that right?
There were some young women from Dilworth. No, not Dilworth.
Nice.
It was really cool, and it had a really amazing vibe, and there were a few people kind of sitting down in the front, and it was felt very inclusive and very special.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
It has been a special weekend for music. We've been very spoiled across the city, but we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about more sort of Y2K chaos in the fashion realm. What are we talking about today?
I thought we'd talk about Ed Hardy.
Ooh.
As a continuation on from Von Dutch. Because I remember hating this brand.
I think a lot of people do. People have very strong opinions. Actually, kind of like all Y2K fashion. You sit really strongly on one side or the other, I think, with it. I used to think Ed Hardy was the coolest thing ever because I was quite little when it came out. And like, I had a cool babysitter, you know, who used to wear Ed Hardy, and like, I thought it was really cool. But maybe that's my age as well. I know people do have strong opinions on it.
Yeah, like my most hated item of clothing of Ed Hardy was actually the basic T-shirt that would be cut into slits and then have the bottoms knotted so it was fringed.
I would have thought that was so cool.
Yeah, that's probably totally showing my age there, but anyway, so like Von Dutch, Don Ed Hardy was actually an American artist, but he was the one that created the brand,
right?
So he graduated with a degree from fine arts but always had an interest in tattooing, and so he was mentored by many famous tattoo artists like in California, and moved around the country. And one of the people that he was mentored by was Sailor Jerry.
Oh, true. Wow. Yep.
And he kind of influenced him along, and he was also very influenced by Japanese culture and the bright colours of tattooing and all that sort of thing. And he actually had exhibitions and things as an artist prior to becoming a tattoo artist.
Yep, got you.
But then also had exhibitions as a tattoo artist of prints and that sort of thing. And so he decided to create a brand. He licensed to KUSA to produce clothing based on his artwork.
Mm.
And they formed a company called Hardly Life, which became like that owned the Ed Hardy brand and the trademark.
Yeah.
And then it started getting very a lot of license, like sub-licensing happening. So it ended up having like about 70 sub-licenses.
Wow.
Which included things like clothing, accessories, lighters, perfume, and condoms. And
all the necessities.
Yeah, for people who don't know the Ed Hardy brand, I should probably kind of describe that it's very much like very bright colours, like daggers, skulls, almost like Mexican Day of the Dead kind of like symbolism.
It's very sort of like that bold flash tattoo, Western flash tattoo style. Sailor Jerry is like, it makes so much sense that he was influenced by him, because that's that bright, thick line, very sort of like clean lines, but lots of colour. Yeah, highly logoable, I think, is probably a way to think of it.
Yeah, and what's quite interesting is that after its kind of downfall, Ed Hardy, or kind of Don Ed Hardy, kind of said, you know, the tattoos look amazing, but maybe not so much on a hoodie, you know, that sort of thing. In 2005, Christian Audijar, who was, if you remember from the Von Dutch story, he came in late to the party. He was the French designer of Von Dutch. So he comes in 2005 and licenses Ed Hardy for worldwide rights. Within 4 years, they're grossing $700 million a year.
Wow.
Revenue. And he used the same marketing ploy as he has had with Von Dutch, which is he employed celebrity. Well, he basically gave celebrities free clothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of whom was Madonna, and she really jumped on the bandwagon and was really into it. Christian also decided that he was going to put his name on the clothing as well.
Cheeky.
So at one point, there was one piece of clothing that had his name on it 14 times to Ed Hardy's one.
Wow.
Funnily enough, Ed Hardy attributes the downfall to the brand or the over-commercialisation of it to the show, to the cast of Jersey Shore and a TV personality called John Gosling. I don't know the show, but apparently there's a TV show called John and Kate Plus Eight.
Mm.
And they had twins, and then they tried for another child and ended up having six.
Wow.
Yeah. And by 2009-10, there were rules even in nightclubs. There was a rule in New Orleans on the door that said if it's on Jersey Shore, it's not coming through the door.
Wow.
So Ed Hardy clothing was banned.
That's amazingly snobby. And yep. This is, I think, what's interesting about this is it was like, it really quickly went through that cycle of, oh, it's uber cool, to, oh, it's uber saturated and gross, and how dare anybody wear it, you know, it's so yuck. And now it's kind of come back again. It's uber cool again.
So Ed Hardy bought the license back in 2010, and there was a resurgence in 2018 and relaunched in Europe. I don't think it's fair that he can actually blame, you know, what happened to Ed Hardy on Celebrity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has to blame it on the fact that he kept licensing it.
70-something licenses.
You know, and that's a money thing, right?
Totally.
So you're just wanting more money, so, you know. But he did write a book, and the book is called Wear Your Dreams, My Life in Tattoos.
Oh, cool.
And I think he's got quite a fascinating philosophy around tattooing and stuff like that. And I think that if you're interested in tattoos, I think this book might be a really interesting one to check out.
Mm, totally.
And maybe you can buy an Ed Hardy t-shirt to wear while you're reading it.
I'm looking at photos of people wearing Ed Hardy now, and it's gone back through that thing of like, people were like ironically wearing Ed Hardy for a while, like post, I guess, the if it's on Jersey Shore, it's not coming through the door type of era, oversaturation. Then it's come back into the ironic thing where, like, you know, cult celebrities are wearing it, and then now you've got like your big fashion models like Bella Hadid and stuff wearing Ed Hardy unironically and looking pretty cool in it as well, to be fair.
You could probably get lots of it at the secondhand store.
Yeah, totally. I remember, I think maybe JJ's had a license for it or something, because I do remember like everyone at school had an Ed Hardy like t-shirt, but kind of like a PG Ed Hardy t-shirt. So I'm thinking maybe JJ's was where that license ended up in New Zealand. As many things got licensed here. We're going to play some Dum Dum Girls to kind of carry on with this sort of Rungus California vibe that we've been going with. I'm enjoying this kind of like grotty bit of Y2K we're digging into here. Thank you, Penelope Noir.
Thanks. Oh God, how did I get here? I do not know. I just woke up at this strange show. This woman's clearly out of her mind. She's covered in shit and high as a kite. La 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 la. Oh, when you say it.
Dum Dum Girls with Jail La La.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.